The next coach on the teleconference is Ohio State's Urban Meyer. The Buckeyes are 2-0 overall and visit Oklahoma on Saturday at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Time on Fox. Coach, thank you very much for joining us today. Would you like to make an opening statement or go straight to questions?
Straight questions.
And we'll take questions at this time.
To ask a question, please press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. As a reminder, if there are no questions in the queue following two prompts, we will conclude that coach's portion of the call. Your first question comes from Stuart Mandel, Fox Sports.
Hey, Urban. You were obviously coming into this season depending on a lot of guys who very talented but hadn't had much game experience. Through these first two games, who are some guys who maybe have even exceeded what you saw and expected from them in practice experience?
Oh, I don't like to use the word exceeded because we had very high expectations for really most of these guys that are playing. I think guys that maybe surprised others are, you know, the fan base and our secondary. That's Marshawn Lattimore, Denzel Ward, Malik Hooker, and Damon Webb. Those are all guys that, you know, have been practicing very well, but, you know, the fans didn't get to see them yet. Now they're very high on them.
Thank you.
Your next question comes from Ari Wasserman, Cleveland.com.
Hey, Urban. Yesterday I spoke with you about recruiting Ohio or Florida, and you mentioned that you took a few shots in Ohio when you were down there. I know you tried for a minute on Braxton. Chase Hounshell's the guy you recruited. Are there any that you remember specifically trying to recruit out of Ohio while you're at Florida, and do you have, like, a memory of, like, what that experience was like?
Oh, I remember the guy that went to, I think it was Jordan Hicks. Is that his name, that went to Texas?
Yes.
I remember we recruited him. Shoot, that was so long ago. I'm sorry, I just don't recall.
Well, what do you remember about maybe Hicks's recruitment?
Well, I remember we went hard after him because a lot of times kids just grew up Ohio State fans, and we got better things to do with our time than spin our wheels. And he showed a great deal of interest right out of the get-go. So that's what you normally do. We do the same thing now. If we're going to go recruit Texas, we don't just go spin our wheels. We're going to go throw the bait out there, and if they're very, very interested and we love them, then we'll pursue it. But if they're not real interested, we kind of move on.
Okay. And one other question, Urban. I know that you guys are just trying to go out and win a game at Oklahoma, but I think I might have asked you this before the Michigan game last year, but it's not very common where you guys are able to go on the road and play against a top prospect that's taking an official visit at your opponent that weekend.
Right.
How important is it from your vantage point to go out and show a it's not an official visit for you, but there's going to be a few guys there that you guys are really interested in, and to maybe show what Ohio State's brand is like even on the road?
I think it's very important. Obviously, that's not more important than the visit when they take here, and that's not our extra needed motivation. But I do think, you know, there's so many factors involved when a young person makes a decision, and I've had guys decide to come to Ohio State because their favorite player was Troy Smith or Braxton Miller, you know, or at least that got us in the door. Our performance in this game, there's going to be a lot of people there watching, and it certainly is important, though.
Thanks, Herbert.
Your next question comes from Bill Rabinowitz, Columbus Dispatch.
Yes, Urban, you talked about Dontre Wilson's impressive start of the season. Obviously, the flipping is a huge factor in that. Is there anything else that you can point to that has enabled him to have the kind of success he's had so far?
Sure, it's just the way he handled his body. You know, he's a big, strong guy now, and there's really no place on a team other than, like, I call him hood ornament, if you're not physically able to sustain the pounding. Just the fact that he's strong and he took care of his body.
Okay. Also, Damon Arnett, I think, left the game on Saturday. How is he, and how would you replace him if he's not able to go?
Oh, he's fine. He's full speed. Just a bone bruise, but he's fine.
Okay. Thank you.
Your next question comes from Cody Stavenhagen, Tulsa World.
Hi, Coach Meyer. I understand a few years ago when you were going around visiting various coaches and talking about life and football, Bob Stoops was a guy you sought out. I was curious what made him one of those guys and what you were able to glean from him.
Oh, great question. I always admired Coach Stoops from afar, and then he's from Ohio, Youngstown, and since then we've become friends. But you know, just he was one of the first guys that I remember reading an article where there was a time where in his profession it was a sign of weakness to put family first ahead of your job. And then Bob, Coach Stoops was made it very clear that he would, you know, take his kids to school on Fridays and just make sure his family was always involved. And I'll never forget that. And that was the first time that I really just kind of admired him.
I understand. Yeah. Another thing, you guys both endorsed the Lead for God's Sake book that you've talked about quite a bit. Did one of you recommend that to the other?
You know, I don't know that. That's something to probably ask him. Okay. Todd Blackledge gave it to me, but obviously a great book.
All right. And was there anything else that stood out about your visit to Norman that you remember?
Yeah, he's very confident in the way they do their business. He's not there to impress anyone, and I just like his approach to the game and his program.
Okay, appreciate it.
Your next question comes from Eric Seeger, 11warriors.com.
Hey, Urban, I was just wondering if you guys are doing anything differently this week to combat the crowd noise that might be there on Saturday with Oklahoma, because you have three new starters on the offensive line, and how much of a concern is that for you?
Oh, it's a concern, and Wednesday and Thursday we'll pump crowd noise in like we normally do, and this will be one of those one of the probably loudest stadiums in the country. So, yeah, we'll work on that Wednesday and Thursday.
Thanks.
Your next question comes from Ken Rota, WHBC Radio.
Talked with Tom Herman this week already. What stands out as maybe the biggest challenge you'll face with this Oklahoma team?
What stands out as the biggest challenge?
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Well, that's, I can give you from an offensive coach's perspective, is their defensive front. First of all, their scheme negates the run, but their personnel really holds up there, and that's their big, thick 300-pound guys that are hard to move, 310-pound guys that are hard to move. And, you know, we obviously, our offense is balanced, but we really start with a run game, and it's going to be hard to run the ball against them. And I know Houston had some success in the air against them, but had very little success running the ball. So that's our biggest concern.
And what about their quarterback, Mayfield? What makes him such a good college quarterback, and how do you hope to combat that? I don't know if you can stop him, but at least try and control him.
Yeah, for me to give you a real scouting report, I've watched him in the summer, and I haven't on Wednesdays I watch him. I'm so knee-deep in our offense. But I did meet with our defensive staff, and the thing that it's interesting, they said that I don't know his strength, but they, to a man, everyone said that he's at his best when he creates plays, and he's so strong. You know, I'd like to – you know, he's just a very strong player that you can't get down. He's not real tall, but they say his leg strength and just his overall strength, because he gets out of tackles. It's hard to bring down.
So you want to try and keep him in the pocket, don't let him scramble to create some open avenues.
Yeah, just you get a chance to get him down. You got to be a great tackler. It's no different than facing a great running back and getting him down.
Thanks.
We can take one last question for Coach.
And your final question comes from Tim May, Columbus Dispatch.
Thank you very much. Urban, what do you remember most about J.T. Barrett when you guys first decided that was a guy you were going to go after for a quarterback? What do you remember, and do you recall thinking you might get into a pitched battle with other schools down in the Southwest for him?
Oh, I remember a lot of kids committed very early then. And they, you know, we had a couple kids in Ohio that we were going to go recruit, and we wanted to come to camp, and that's always the way we got about our business. And they were committing elsewhere to for sure offers, which was completely new to me. And Tom told me about this young guy in Texas, obviously J.T. Barrett, and the NFL analyst, the quarterback guy.
I know you're talking about. Go ahead, though.
Yeah, I'm embarrassed to say he's a good friend. Oh, Trent Dilfer. And Trent Dilfer told me, saw him in a camp and said extremely competitive, and gave us the rundown, because I was never able to see JT, and he'd taken a quarterback that I'm not able to see. But between Tom Herman and Trent, that's the reason we took him.
Well, And did you expect a big battle for him, or you know what I mean, from where being from where he was, or?
I did expect one. There wasn't one, you know. And he comes from that kind of family and people that once he said it's over, it's over. And so he committed. We were happy with it, and then he got hurt his senior year, and that kind of worried us a bit too.
Yeah. All right. Thanks, man.
You bet.
Coach, thank you very much for your time, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Thank you.